When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
No autographs.
Who are you wearing? Will there be press? Do I look fabulous and chic?
Honey, yeah.
Watch out.
Arjun and Brian are here at last. They're BFFs and they've got lots of podcast. But honey, no, 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 no autographs, please. We're living up the glamour life like celebrities. And sharing all our favorite PB Fit recipes. But honey, no, 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 no autographs.
Please, no autographs.
Okay, oh my God, this is so exciting. Hello, welcome to another episode of No Autographs, Please. My name is Ron Marie, and here are my BBB.
Brian Safi.
My beautiful baby boy.
Arden calls me your beautiful baby boy.
He's my beautiful baby boy.
Sweet, she made me a hat.
I do. I carry him around in a baby Bjorn. Brian, first of all, it's so nice to see you.
How are your children?
You know what? You know what? Kitty is great. She's off at she's at Georgetown.
Oh, you're kidding.
And then I just got a little baby. Keith is going to that nursery school that's done.
Oh, you're kidding. Yeah. I got to say, real age spread between those two.
You know what?
20 years, right?
20 years.
Just about. 15,
years.
16, 17, 18, 28.
20 years.
Those are my lotto numbers.
Yes. By the way.
Thank you.
You.
I did just see you. I did catch you look at me up and down. I am wearing my panty shorts.
You're
if anyone wants to know, I wear Charles Rogers is here, and he's looking under the table.
I'm trying to look at them.
You and Lacey Mosley.
How do our listeners know Charles Rogers?
How do they know me?
He's so.
They don't know me. They think they know me.
They don't know.
You don't know me.
You
don't
know.
They don't know who this is.
Nobody knows me.
This man came in.
This man.
And camoed.
First of all, thank you for calling me a man.
Looking,
yes.
Looking
hot.
Thank
gorgeous.
You
really
you.
Do, Charles. You look fantastic.
Thank you.
But more importantly.
Very alpha.
Yeah.
Very male.
I'm ready to kill.
Kill. I'm done saying yes, please. Thank you so much to the waiter.
Yes, you are ready to kill.
Be done with it.
Okay.
I got to say this about Charles. And I think if not everyone here knows, Charles is the co-creator of Search Party.
Excuse me. Yeah. Amongst, I would binge that every
it's
season.
It's only the most brilliant
loved
show
it.
Thing
loved
that
it.
Happened in the
loved
last 20 years.
That's where I was introduced on screen to John Early. I was like, who, what, where? I worked years ago with Meredith. Loved her. Obviously.
Yeah, I remember
Sister
that.
Sister
yeah.
Sprite.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, you guys are kindred spirits.
It's kindred
I get
spirits.
It. I see it.
I mean, I wish Goldie Hawn had another son for me to just get
she
at
probably
it.
Probably does somewhere.
Also,
must,
I do have
must.
To say, your Instagram is nothing short of delightful, hilarious, shocking.
Thank you.
At times. And also, I want to know. If your gal is running again in 2024, is it too early to tell?
I've thought
Charles
about
Charles turned me on to a candidate.
Yes.
That, for what was her name again?
Ann Ranch.
Ann Ranch. I got to tell you. I got to tell you. She had the stuff. I bought the t-shirt.
She did have the stuff.
I was ready for her to go all the way.
There are still people out there like wearing Ann Ranch merch.
I saw
like,
mine.
I'll get like
what
a random like.
Where are we? What state are we in?
He made up a candidate.
No, who knows?
Oh,
you
right.
don't know what state it is. U.S. Senator. She ran for president. She won on election day.
image. Can
you
I
need
buy
to keep up with the news art.
She's not a president.
I need an Ann Rand.
Yeah, there's some Tee Public. And also there were like knockoffs. There were like these random spam ones.
With,
like,
they
were
good.
It would, like, there would be like Ann Ranch for president, and then it would just be like a random like tattoo rose. Like just like they were like the spam ones were just making up.
Like LuLaRoe. Did you see that documentary?
No.
About the leggings?
He doesn't like documentaries. He doesn't like
reading. He doesn't like documentaries. Leave me in fiction.
Yes.
I heard.
Talk to me.
Don't lie.
I know,
you
I'm trying.
Stupid
to,
idiot.
I'm trying to think if this is true.
Liar.
What I'm telling you is what I heard.
Look at how nervous he is.
His eyes are closed. What did your client tell you?
I tell all my clients something that I heard recently.
Okay, great.
Here's what I'm trying to say. When someone asks you, I'm sure this has happened to all of us at one point in our sexy careers.
Sure, obviously.
And by our careers of sex is what I mean.
Great. Mm-hmm.
How, when someone, has someone ever asked you to choke them? It's happened to me that someone's asked me to choke them during sex.
Yes.
How far do you know how to go?
That is a good question.
It's not, I feel.
Is it like a stage thing where they actually are controlling it?
Yeah, what is it?
By putting your hand on
it? Well, I think it depends on the person. Okay. Because I think some people really want you to take it there. And then I think other people are like, I think the people that are asking for it really want you to take it there. And then otherwise it's about you doing it. And then it kind of being something you move through. But it's not really like a, you're not really
Like ringing the bells of like, I'm choking the neck.
Yeah,
I'm
you're doing
the hair.
You're doing all the tricks. Yeah. It's like a part of it.
Have you ever tried? Because I actually want to know what it feels like, but I don't want anyone to choke me. Would it be crazy if I... And I'll send you guys.
Do you want
a video.
Me to choke you right now?
No, don't.
Do you want me to choke you?
I want to.
Do you want Mittens to choke you?
No, but and I'll send you guys a video later of when I do it.
Uh-huh.
When right before when... I'm about to climax.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'll send you guys the video. But
okay, thank you.
Is it okay if I choke myself to see how it feels like, or do you think it's not the same effect?
But that's how. That's
some
how,
people like that.
But that's how people. That be careful.
In excess.
In excess. That's it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
here
I think
we
we've thought of some very clever ways to die.
Do you want me to choke you?
No, I already told you guys.
Okay.
I don't want.
Who's going to choke you?
Me.
Oh, you're going to choke me.
I want to choke me.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm going to send you guys the video.
Okay, great.
Yeah, okay.
Great.
Okay, now.
And I do want.
Critique?
Critiques.
Okay.
I need notes.
I'm going to be like.
First of all, your hand's not manicured enough.
First of all, that's not your dick.
We need a ring light.
First of all.
That's a prosthetic dick.
Yeah. First of all, that's
your hand.
Yeah, that's.
That's a banana.
Yeah.
Now, Brian, would you like to start this week with a no autographs, please energy?
I want Charles to start because I have to be honest with you. Charles apparently
has a bunch.
Too many.
That's just
so hard. You could do it.
It's
such a good assignment.
Okay, great. Do you want to start with a personal one? Do you want to start with a public one? What do you want to start with?
I'll start with one that happened to my mom.
I think you'll like this.
It feels very Brian.
Okay.
So my mom is a flight attendant for American Airlines since 1968.
Sexy.
And she's still flying. She's the 25th oldest flight attendant at American Airlines.
She must have such status there. I mean, she's top of the heap.
She does, but airlines are terrible companies. So it's not like that. At the end of the day, they're just trying to get you out because you're old. So
Right.
We love her.
Yeah, she's great.
She's fabulous.
So she has a story about how she was working first on a flight to Tokyo, and she was going through the aisles, and she was like, chicken or fish, and then she got to someone, and they said fish, and she was like, oh, I'm sorry, we ran out of fish a row ago, and he goes, well, I want my row ago. Like, fully, like... I had no idea what she said.
He thought the fish was called fish a row ago.
Yeah, and he was like, and he was just like, well, I want my row ago.
Yes. Fish a row ago.
I want my fish a row ago.
Yes.
I want my fish a row ago. I am on this flight. I am an American. I have paid my price. Where the hell is my fish a row ago?
I want my row ago.
And then
my mom was like, no, we ran out of fish a row ago. And he was like, chicken.
He was just one of these.
He was just like, fuck you.
I love, first of all, that is such good energy. I do. And I do especially love that. I was on a plane, this was like 5 years ago, but where I couldn't tell if I was getting punctured or not because the lady next to me kept saying, do you like Kelly Clarkson? And I was like, yeah, she's great. And she'd be like, yeah, she kept saying the full name. And I was like, does she want me to correct her? Yeah. Like, it felt like, is this going to be a bit
a test,
after a while? Yeah. But anyway.
Ellen was in her ear.
Ellen, yeah. Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, my God. Classic prank.
I was on a flight, and I had just, I'm a divorcee. I had just gotten engaged in Dublin, and I was on a flight.
I never knew that.
Okay. I was on a flight coming back, like an overnight flight from Dublin back to LA, and I woke up because a woman was screaming, like, the plane's going down, and that woman was me.
What? You woke yourself up screaming the flight.
Yeah.
Everyone on that flight.
So you were like
wanted...
having like a night terror?
I was having a night terror.
Did everyone start
terror.
Panicking?
I fully screaming, night terror. Now, maybe that should have been a sign. Maybe there's other things happening in my body.
Yeah.
Maybe there's other warnings. So I had I had been engaged for like.
Was he on the flight back?
Yeah, we were side by side.
Okay,
His beautifully newly betrothed, newly engaged queen, his fiance, his 24-hour fiance.
Screaming the plane is going
screaming, down. Screaming, absolute blood-curdling screaming, waking herself and everyone up on the flight 24 hours after she got engaged.
Well, Arden, when we have taken flights together to Boston, there was one time where. I can't remember how it was. Like, Arden thought we should have been lower to the ground than we were. We thought we were landing, and then he ended up having to go a little further.
I don't like that. Mm.
And, oh, my God.
I don't like that.
You practically did wake up out of a dead sleep, and you were like, what's going on? What's going on?
I don't like that. Look, if I don't backseat drive, how are they going to get the plane there?
It's sleep. Sleep isn't good for you. You need to stop sleeping.
Stop.
It's changing you.
Thank you.
This is what I tell
all your clients.
All my clients.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Stop.
Sleeping.
You don't look your worst, then how are you going to look your best?
Exactly. If you don't look your worst.
You know what I mean?
If you don't rock bottom, how are you going to get to the top?
Better ever again.
How are you going to look your best?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a great, first of all, round of applause.
Round of applause.
Also here for the production team.
Woo!
Dr. Banana and Katie Levine, hello. Okay, let's hear your second nomination.
Okay, hold on. Sip of water.
Okay, oh, yeah, great. Of course.
You got to hydrate.
He's big on this water.
I know. Yeah. I've heard about it.
You got to try it. It's so good.
No, I got to try it.
I don't. I'm scared of it.
It's really good. Yeah. It's everywhere.
Ew.
Okay, so I did a lot of community theater.
Hot.
I was in Gigi as Gaston. Mm-hmm. Community theater.
I never knew this either.
On opening night of Gigi in Brownsville, Texas, at the Camille Leitner Playhouse.
Hot.
I won't say her name, but a friend's mom. I was like in the wings, and I was supposed to like chaperone her. Like it was like a cafe set, and there's like a scene going on between like the Maurice Chevalier role. And,
sure.
Like, and I was supposed to like chaperone her out, and then we sit down, and we're just basically background for the whole scene, even though I was the lead. And then
obviously you're a star.
Gaston's crucial, elemental, and
he is
obviously you're a star.
Thank you. Well, yeah, in Brownsville, Texas, we're all the biggest stars who have ever shined in the world.
Charles was a movie critic in Brownsville in high school. He would go on the. This is real.
I was a TV reporter.
A TV reporter.
So you're like Doogie Howser, but of like.
He would
TV
go on
reporting.
The local news and discuss what I guess
senioritis.
Wow, that is.
That's a go getter, right?
That's also no autographs, please energy.
It honestly was.
An expert on being a teen.
And these like alcoholics who worked at the station, like all these like angry people were like, the kids got it. Like,
yep.
that's fantastic.
You should have never moved out.
I would fucking reporters. Own that town. Or I would be dead by now. Somebody would have taken me down.
For sure. Okay, so
then we're waiting in the wings and like right before. So she's also, what's the ensemble? What do you call it in theater? When it's
the chorus?
You know, like somebody's mom basically.
Yeah.
And like she turns to me right before we go out and she goes, quick, give me a kiss. Like full, my friend's mom, she is like 55, probably 60.
What?
And I was like, what? She's like, it's the opening night. Give me a kiss.
No.
Fully makes out with me.
Wait, what?
What? Like with tongue?
Yeah, I'm okay to. I'm not traumatized.
No.
Yeah.
I get it.
Most people would say that, but like, yeah, it was just like fully made out with my friend. Like, just like she like fully made out with me. And then she was like, let's go. So that we would chaperone. And then fabulous. I arm in arm, and then we just sat down and like mime talk. Like,
and you had
the
to deal
least,
with
like,
all of that.
Like, not as though we like went on stage and was like, like it was just like, and then we like quietly sat in a chair.
Wait a minute. So her mom was backstage?
Yeah, his mom was in the chorus.
Wow.
Yeah. And so she was like background for the first.
Because it wasn't a high school production.
Oh my
community
God, it was community theater. So she was another person in the cast.
Yeah, and you know how like sometimes it's like moms and kids or like parents and kids.
Actors, no matter what. Are the worst. They are like, let me give you a shoulder massage. Let's do a full massage circle.
Fully.
Let's do like this like liberty to have the most like at all times.
Completely.
Theater camp.
So much insane. Because also I was in Hair and there was this woman in our production of Hair who was like, sit on my lap. Like she was like 45. She was like, sit on my lap. And she like started like petting me and she's like, you know, you remind me of the men in Jesus's time.
Wow.
What does that mean?
Wow.
Like, with a red afro, like blonde, like no, probably not.
Are you a ginger?
I was too. Yeah, it went away. I don't know why.
But by the way, operating system makes sense. If you grow up as the ginger, that you make the like your internal like that's a specific. You get a little spunk because you're the ginger.
Yeah.
Well, did you know that people with red hair, I don't insult people.
Die very early.
People with red hair usually are horrible at podcasts.
Bad in bed. Weak.
No, and bad no, with the money. Opposite. Apparently they can handle more pain than
high
the average
pain
person.
High pain tolerance.
Yeah. I'm putting myself to that test.
You did, and look how great it turned out.
I know.
You know.
And then she gave me her dad's dog tags from Vietnam to wear for throughout all of hair. She's like, I want you to wear my dad's dog tags. He died in Vietnam.
Oh, oh my God. So you had an older woman coming and going.
You really did.
Yeah. I think that is community theater.
You want to know why? Because I feel like even when you were young, because I've seen you on that TV report when you were a kid, you did look sophisticated.
Right. I really wanted to be then. I was like very like, I'm going places.
I'm an artist.
Just so you know.
Yes. But I could see how older women would fall for you.
But you're also in Texas. They're like, and they're maybe married to, like the fact that he's like, he gets it. You know what I mean? Like, he gets it. I can talk to him. I can't talk to like Buddy. I can talk to him.
Nothing is more noted autographs whose energy to me than the day I went to the El Paso Community Theater and saw a full production of A Streetcar Named Desire. Why these local theaters put these shows on? I think I was like 8 and went with my aunt.
Yes.
And even then I was like, it seems like it's got bones, but this is terribly acted. Like,
you know what?
It's so great, though.
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh my God.
My
history teacher who was
and they're
like,
so sweet and so they're not getting paid. They're there for
yeah,
love
they
it.
Want yeah, and they want to feel like stars. I mean, my history teacher who was like, she came from ranch money. She was like popular. She was the cheerleader.
She
and
was
then, like,
future president.
She was
ranch dynasty.
She gave her Anne Ranch money, and she was in like Wait Until Dark. You know, so just like imagine like being in high school and then seeing your like you know. Your popular girl, like history teacher, then be in a production where she's like blind and the lights are out and she's like, like running into glass.
That is actually so,
shocking. Like, so it is rare when you see your teachers out of contact. Seeing your teachers like cry or out of contact, like as a human being or have any vulnerability out of context is wild.
Absolutely.
I had a vision of a theater production that I was in freshman year in college in Colorado, and an all-white production. And I think we were all in full kabuki makeup.
Kabuki. That's how they did it.
That we had to learn how to apply and put on. But it came to me like last week. I was like, I think there's photos of me in full kabuki makeup.
You should
makeup.
Kill everyone who has those photos. It should be. That's actually a really good idea for a movie.
It is.
Somebody who has to go back and kill all the photos of like everyone holding.
Because they want to be an influencer or they want to be famous. That's actually brilliant.
Yeah, I think we were all, I think that was the assignment. All of us were in full kabuki makeup.
Yeah.
Well, the production of hair, there's the song
I was gonna say,
White
did you all
Boys,
get nude?
Black Boys. No, it was behind a scrim with bodysuits.
Okay, well, that's still something.
Yeah. There's a song Black Boys, White Boys is like a two-duo song. And there were like, I was one of the only white people in the town I grew up in and there were no black people. So they changed it to Nice Boys, Bad Boys. But then kept all the like chocolate flavored love, like vanilla honey, like you know, just like it, like it. So it's just like, what the fuck are you talking about? Nice Boys as like crackers. It's like what are you talking about?
There was some school. There was some school in Salt.
I wish I saw that.
There was some school in Salt Lake City that did a production of Rent. This was a while ago, and it was like a Mormon school.
Yeah.
So they changed it to be about diabetes.
No,
but also for real. They changed it to be about diabetes.
Oh my God.
And it was like
someone about Ozempic and like
completely,
everyone being
of course.
And so it was just someone break.
It was just people scared to tell each other that they had diabetes, basically.
I want the book.
I want it.
If I could go back in time and do one thing, I would go be in the audience of a production of that.
Rent diabetes.
Now, do you have a nominee for No Autographs, Please Energy?
You know what? I do.
Wait, can I say runts? That's
runts.
What you should change it.
Runts.
Absolutely.
A sugary treat.
Exactly. The story of getting runts out of the town.
Runts.
Like the Pied Piper. Okay. Honestly, I'm going to count that and the other thing, but the only other one I was going to bring in was the store Fresh and Easy. Do they still have that store?
I don't think I know what that is.
It's
the worst.
It's really bad.
It's so bare, but they were the first ones to like make you really do self-checkout.
Yeah.
Oh.
And their walls.
Is it here?
There was one in Silver Lake.
There was one in Hollywood. Too.
There's one in Silver Lake on Sunset.
The walls.
They have no product. There's nothing. They're selling nothing.
The walls.
That makes it easy.
Yeah.
The walls are gray. And we're talking about in a grocery store.
Yeah.
It's so stunning. And the floors aren't carpeted, but they might as well be. Mm. And you would walk through those aisles. everything. You know what I love? This you don't see. This is very fresh for the United States. You never see in a grocery store prices with whole numbers.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? Yeah. You never see something's like $2.00 at a grocery store.
Yes.
So I thought that was very fresh. Not very
like,
easy.
Like a dollhouse version.
Right. No, it looked it looked like you were in North Korea and they took reporters there to be like, look how we're living. You know what I mean? Like,
which
it felt like a, it felt like a set.
Two fresh and easy bucks, please.
Exactly. So
fresh and easy bucks.
So fresh and easy really, I think, paved the way for doing a terrible job and not caring enough to really stay.
They don't care.
No, that was my only nomination.
I have a nomination that was, it was sent in from a listener. And it was one that, like, I can't believe we haven't done yet. Can we just shout out the glorious Rachel Dolezal?
Oh, sure.
We did talk about her on the first episode for a second.
Will you explain to our listeners? This woman was, I believe,
blonde, white woman.
But she was like the head of like the NAACP in Spokane,
of
Washington.
Of her chapter, yeah.
And she
not her chapter.
And she also like taught, I think, black
theory,
studies.
Like, yes, I think she like
and she was a white woman who said she was black and worked for the NAACP.
Was darkening her skin, was doing stuff to
her. And she would stage racist attacks on herself, too. Like, she would, like throw things at her car and, like, she'd leave,
she would leave
the school and be like, can you believe what happened to me? Like, this happened.
Can I just...
Real Munchausen. Real Munchausen.
Can I give a shout out to... do you guys watch Righteous Gemstones?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
One of the things that made me laugh, some of the throwaways, they were...
He's so funny.
They were doing vocal warm-ups backstage. I think it was like two seasons ago. They were doing vocal warm-ups about something they were about to go on, and one of the characters, I think it was, what's his name? Like Danny McBride kept going, Jesse Smollett, Jesse Smollett, Jesse Smollett, Jesse Smollett. It just made me laugh. Doing that as a vocal warm-up, it was an aside. It just made me laugh.
All right.
Well, there we go. Those are our nominees. Charles... so fun. Such a joy to have you on.
Thank you for having me. I'll see you later.
Now, of course, as any podcast that has a natural flow to it.
On normal days, we do the rest of it with a guest.
Okay, great.
But today, we can't invite it.
Wait.
No.
Okay. Wait, tell me.
Okay, fine.
As any podcast that has a nice, easy flow, naturally you nominate people for no autographs, please energy. And then after the break, you come back and you do a fully improvised date.
Right.
So for our new listeners, Brian and I will be going on an improvised first date, and it has to end well. And when you hear this sound, that means we are about to say lines that have been emailed in or DM'd to us. You can DM us. We are on Instagram. You could do napspod and just send us a DM, or you can email us at napspod1@gmail.com. Brian and I will be on a first date. Charles will come in as the rest of the world, could be our ex-lovers, our former, like current lovers, the people that work at the place that we're having our date, anything, and we can jump through space and time. Charles, will you give us the two names of people that you grew up with or that are funny names of people you know? One, Brian's name and my name?
Buzz.
Great. Oh, great.
And full name?
Yes, full name.
Sure. Nikki Patriarca.
Wow.
In the year above me.
Wow.
Yes.
Was she related? Because there was a patriarchal crime family in Providence, Rhode Island.
Oh, really?
They ran the town, honey.
Maybe.
Nikki.
Maybe it'll get back to her that I used her full name. We were never close.
Nikki Patriarca.
I think about it all the time.
Should we do it at a Chili's?
Let's do it at a Chili's.
Okay. When we come back, Buzz and Nikki Patriarca are going to be going on a date.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Oh, I love an awesome blossom.
Oh, hey, awesome blossom. That's the nickname I was going to give you, but I forgot it's on the menu, so I guess it's not that clever.
Miss Patriarcha.
Oh, you want me to call you?
Yeah, Miss Patriarcha.
Okay, Miss Patriarcha. I'm...
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Yeah, my name's Buzz.
Yeah, that's nice.
But you say Buzz, you don't say Buzz, Buzz, Buzz.
Buzz, 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 buzz.
No, don't make the noise. My name is just Buzz.
Okay.
But anyway... Oh.
You should follow me on Twitter.
What's your handle?
At Ms. P, you're nasty.
Okay. I don't know this for a fact, Ms. P, if you're nasty, but I just want to get this out there so that we don't run into issues later.
Okay.
You're a communist, right? Because I'm a Christian, and that's a real deal breaker for me.
Oh, boy. I am a communist, and I'm glad that you saw my, that you read about my, all my columns. I was, as a child, I actually was a reporter, and I would go on, and I would say that young people can be communists, too, on the local news. Maybe you saw me.
I think I did, actually. Yeah. You were the one.
Do you want a photograph so you could remember that this was real?
I guess so. Should we ask the host to take a picture?
Yeah, let's go stand.
Sir?
Oh, yeah?
Sir?
Hold on. I'm Garçon. On my phone.
Garçon.
You know what? No, I have to tell you something about this generation.
Yeah.
So rude. They're on their phones all the
time. All the time.
Who are you texting? I want to know.
Who are you texting?
I'm texting my mom's babysitter.
How old is your mom?
What's wrong with your mom?
She's a fucking baby.
Your mom's a baby?
Yeah. You know what?
What?
Wear a skirt.
Whoa! Yeah, I agree.
You want, look, I chose to wear a jumpsuit, so sue me. They don't make jumpsuit skirts. It's just a dress.
I know you're just the host, but I wanted to know. I'll take a glass of Marlowe, please.
Oh, so you're into shit?
Big time. Big time into shit.
Look, I want you to know that I'm not vegetarian or vegan. Because generally my empathy doesn't extend to animals. So I don't even like the taste. I just like to eat meat.
Well, that makes sense because you got really strong, meaty thighs.
Do you know what? I have a question for you. Could you, we would like a table. That's, I called to make a reservation, but apparently you guys don't take them.
Yeah. No, we haven't taken them since 9/11.
Oh, shit.
You know what?
What did that have to do with reservations at Chili's?
Sorry,
just
need to
change everything.
I need to do a text. I'm at Chili's with Buzz. It's not my finest hour. Okay, I'm back.
Okay. Do you think we could get together another time? I want to have a bath.
Right now?
Well, I did. I only took a shower, and usually if I'm on a date, I scrub so hard that I welt.
Oh.
And I don't feel clean unless I'm hurt.
I did notice you had a lot of welts all over. Can we get a table, please?
Oh, yeah, table for two, please.
Yeah, I gotta say, like, I'm tired of y'all's chemistry. Would you just point out other men that you want to have sex with?
Oh. Well, I'm looking at one right now.
Hey!
Whoa!
Hey.
All right.
If that's, if you want to get with me, you gotta know that my great-granduncle was the Nazi war minister.
Wow.
Okay, first of all, I would really, really not brag about that.
Why not? Everybody's into that shit now.
Yeah, you know what? You're not wrong, sadly.
This is Chili's, bro.
Could we?
Whoa, okay.
Is that, could we please, I beg of you on my knees, on my burnt up knees for my bath. I beg of you, could we please get a table for two and two menus? And I'll take a glass of Marlowe, please.
All right, I can do that for you.
Make that two Marlowe's.
Two Marlowe's.
Well, what are y'all going to do for me?
I'll have any, as long as it's not tofu, because generally, my empathy doesn't extend to animals.
Yeah, hold on. Let me just send this text real quick. Britain would have won the war on its own without the U.S. I'm not an apologist for empire, but our empire would have helped us win. Sorry, I just had to send that text.
Who are you texting?
The news station. I have to do the little Chiron that goes by on the screen.
Wow.
I got to do it live every second.
Wow.
Got to hustle.
Oh, you got to be a multi-hyphenate now.
Yeah, they found me on TaskRabbit.
That's cool.
As I mentioned before, I am a Christian.
Okay.
And what I want as a Christian in this world, in 2019, the year we're in.
Uh-huh.
Good times ahead.
Good times ahead. I predict wonderful things.
Oh my God, next year is going to be my year.
All I want as a red-blooded American man
American.
Is to be served a glass of Merlot.
I would also like it.
And be sat in a corner booth where I can have privacy.
There's just something about every time you ask for that, my mind drifts. And I'm just like, damn, like, I am glad Nelson Mandela is dead. He was a real terrorist.
Holy fuck.
Whoa, this is I gotta tell
you,
wild card.
This is, you know what? This is what's
on the top of my head.
You know
this
what? I have to say.
I just don't think you love Jesus enough.
That's coming from a communist.
Yeah. Well, you're into shit.
Okay, I have to tell you.
Okay, can we just sit down?
I just want to. I am on my knees. Knees, Kimberly Akimbo, begging you.
For a you know what? I prefer traditional 69.
Hold on. You haven't even had a glass of Merlot yet and you talk
all
like
right,
that?
All right,
you kiss your mother with that mouth?
I'm sorry.
I'll get you a drink, okay? I'll get you guys your drinks, but you gotta know, I have to leave after one drink because I have a chicken breast in the fridge that needs to be used tonight.
We're not inviting you for a drink.
You're not coming.
No, I'm happy to have one.
You don't get to have the Merlot. Look, guys.
Well, I'll have it over here away from you guys have your Merlot.
Okay, fine.
I'll have it over here.
Okay, fine.
Do you mind if I do a little praying?
Okay, please. Okay. Yeah. Please.
And I really mean a little prank.
Okay,
just
great.
Wear a skirt.
Dear God. You know what?
Hold on.
Your tattoos aren't as hot in real life as they looked on your profile.
I want to know. I really actually am curious. So you're clearly in QAnon.
Okay.
You clearly are an apologist for every evil empire that's ever existed
what is that?
In this world.
Yeah.
And you write the news chyrons?
Yeah.
How did you get hired?
How old are you?
I get that you got hired at Chili's, actually.
Yeah.
What I don't get is how you got hired at the news.
Yeah.
What was the interview process?
How old are you?
Cut to the interview. Hi, we're here. We are a couple. We're beautiful.
My name is Monica.
My name is Donick.
And
hey, what's up? I'm Chaz Dean.
Chaz. We are...
We love owning... This is... We're just like a mom and pop business, but with the news.
We became extreme hoarders and had to leave being the anchors of the news, but we do own the station now. It's one of the things we hoarded.
Good for you. That's the hustle.
So why do you think you should be on local news?
I think because like the people that inspire me most, like Mao, Pol Pot, Hitler, Stalin, like these gods, right?
You want to know something?
What?
I've never heard of any of those people. And as far as I'm concerned, you sound smart.
You sound like you actually
read it.
I have also not heard of any of them. So I think he knows more than we do. And I think the people would really like what they hear.
You're hired. Take a letter.
Back to the restaurant.
So it was a couple.
Yeah, okay.
They did it.
Okay.
I did want to say one thing before I am doing a cat-cow in front of you.
Uh-huh.
I'm literally doing
it. You have a very limber lower back.
And you're missing part of your spine, just so you know.
Is it limber?
It's obvious.
Wait,
obvious.
Is that, am I really?
Yeah.
Because I gotta say, something happens to me.
But don't worry, because you're the second hottest guy at this bar.
Oh, well, thanks.
Are you the first?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I wanted to do a little praying before.
Okay, yeah.
And as I said before, I do mean little.
Okay, you said that twice.
Dear God, can you please let us get a table really, really soon?
No!
Oh my God!
Was that God?
I heard that!
Hey, guys!
Are you God?
What's up?
God?
Yes.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
I've been waiting my whole life to meet you.
I've been a communist before, but now I think that I didn't love Jesus enough.
Well, I want to tell you something, and I want you to hear this directly from me.
Okay.
G-D.
Yeah.
Women who are close to God know they don't need oral sex to feel pleasure with a man.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay? I spread that message all the way from up here down to you. Okay. I'll say it again. Women who are close to God know they don't need oral sex to feel pleasure with a man.
What?
Bye. Okay,
bye, God.
Bye.
Whoa, bye, God. Whoa, did you guys hear that?
Yeah, I've been waiting my whole life to hear that from God.
You don't like going down, because I gotta say, I prefer traditional 69.
I'll take a glass of Merlot, please.
Listen, I want to say, now you said on your profile that you're a twin, and I just want to get out right up top. My family doesn't believe twins are real.
Well...
I don't know if we're really vibing, but maybe you'd like my twin.
Yeah.
Yep. What
a coincidence. Oh,
wait, I'm sorry. My family doesn't believe twins are real.
Well, I'll tell you they are. In fact, I'm going to get my twin in here because he's been waiting in the car
What's
this whole time.
What's his name? Is it?
Well, my name is Buzz. His name is Hacha. Hacha, come in.
It's Hacha.
Hacha's here. Hacha.
Hello, hello.
Hacha. She did not. She said that she didn't believe in twins, but
I
look at us.
Shut up.
Look at us.
We are twins. Hacha and Buzz. Hacha and Buzz.
Hacha and Buzz. Hacha. Yeah, we were in Chicago together, the musical.
Look at our faces. They're the same.
They're the same. We've got the same face.
Can you believe it?
We've got the same face.
Sometimes I look at you and I think, that's me.
Yep. We're exactly alike.
Okay, wait. Is your dad coming back soon? Do you think we can get him involved?
Is dad still in the car?
No, he's peeing. And actually, I think that we should all pee because where is it? Because, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention what a pussy you are for breaking the seal before me.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a real hound dog, okay?
Whoa. We haven't had sex yet. He didn't break the seal with me yet.
No, as God just spoke to us.
I didn't even think of it. I was thinking of it as like when you pee and you break the seal.
Oh.
Wait. I'm trying to understand the logic of this. Do you put like tape over your penis and then undo the...
Right, it's like Hachi. When you finally... I think...
Hachi.
What's
Hacha.
The seal?
Hacha.
It's Hacha. I gotta find
That's
my
really
vibe
offensive.
Again.
Hacha, you're... I'm loving... First of all, I love that you wear a cape on a Tuesday.
Thank you. It's because I wear backless t-shirts.
Oh, you have a backless t-shirt.
I do actually owe Hacha an apology.
Why?
I didn't intend to be mean when I said your pubic hair was the longest I'd ever seen.
Oh, it's okay. I knew what you meant.
Okay, I'm really sorry.
Understood.
How long is it, Hacha?
I didn't want to be rude.
Well, let's just say I tuck it into my socks.
Is it tucked in right now to your socks?
It's tucked into my socks, and my back can feel the breeze.
You know, if I chew ice, it means I'm sexually frustrated.
Oh, my God. Do you want to get a photograph so you can remember this was real, you guys?
Yeah. Hacha, should we get a picture with us?
I would love that, Hacha.
Okay, Hacha has to be in the picture.
Okay, Hacha has to get in the picture.
Okay, I'll do a selfie. My arms, as you'll see.
Yes.
Very, okay. Very long.
Atrophy.
Say 3, 2, 1. You into shit.
You into shit.
You into shit.
You into shit.
You into shit. You guys, I just want to say, I think my favorite movie is I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
That was so good for everyone.
It was so woke. I got to say, I didn't believe in gay people until I saw that movie, but even though they were straight playing gay, I didn't believe in them.
But then you felt...
Because Hacha and I are notorious.
You thought they didn't exist like twins.
You thought they didn't exist like twins.
You thought they didn't exist like twins.
Listen.
It's how I knew I was gay.
I want to say something. Yeah. And
that movie helped you come out.
Yeah, I stood up in front of that whole movie theater and I said, I'm gay.
I want to apologize.
Why did I stab my jaw?
Can I just issue an apology to everyone standing behind us waiting for a table?
Yes.
I want to just say,
I'm texting the news. Hold on.
Listen, I am so disgusted by my experience here originally that I didn't think I was hungry, but I have to say, you have all worn me down. Uh-huh. I've had a beautiful time. I have to be frank. I decided on the walk here that I'm not into this, but I'll buy you a drink if I ever see you around town.
Well, I was about to say, before you go, do you have a $5 bill? I want one more Marlowe, and it's cash only.
Shit. I do have one more $5 bill. But it's literally my last $5
bill. Can I have it?
Fine.
But how are we going to find each other if you already decided that it wasn't going
to
work?
I sell fake coins to defraud the elderly, so just stick around old people, and I'll see you there.
Oh, so you think maybe we could defraud some old people together?
Wait, you want to be my partner in this?
I mean...
Are you in, host?
Hacha? Yeah, hold on. I'm just texting the news. Wear a skirt.
Great. All right, wow, let's get out of here.
This went really well, and I do prefer traditional 69.
That's fine. I do more than have sex. I make love.
You into shit?
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Back. Okay, oh, Charles, yeah. How did you think the date went?
I thought it went well. I mean, you guys were, you know, bombarded with other people.
I have
so
to tell you,
on the same page.
You played a true psychopath. I cannot believe I your list of people saying
I can't believe these are all real.
I can't believe people said this shit.
What was your favorite line that
I think my great granduncle was the Nazi war minister because it doesn't, it's like Nazi war. Like, the wording of, like, Nazi war.
All of it is
oh, that's
so
your problem
wild.
With it? Not the fact that someone said that?
Yeah, the whole thing is so wild.
I just figure out your lineage.
Yeah, I understand. I agree. And your grammar, frankly.
By
yeah.
the way, Brian, how lovely is it that so many of the lines are from people who, like, our listeners, they've sent them in?
Yeah, I think everyone.
Okay, so here's the ones that I had. We're from Andy. I'm going to say their name wrong. I'm sorry. Andy Casacaro, Megan A. Woodley, Phoebe Johnson, Emily Herrera, Jordan Tierney, Michael Potsick, Jessica Jones, Sydney Fanny, Anya Marina, Eliza Flug, and Mary Nepi.
Jay Blazing, hello, hi, Tommy, Adam, Lady Kirsten, Leslie, Penny, Amelia, Christian, the boy who bakes, Lori, T.D. Curran, Cameron, Erica, Bon Vivant 27, Kristen Nogg, Genevieve Engelson, VJ Jasrani, Monke Taco, Tamberla Perry, Mary Nepi, Isaac Boots, Phoebe Johnson, Dance Wet 86, April, Flutter Ish, and Code X OHM. Now listen.
Yeah.
You can always write to us at napspod1@gmail.com with your lines or DM at napspod. And also, please rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast because you could hear some you could write some fabulous fucking shit for us, you know?
Oh, we got some fun reviews. Do you want to hear some of our reviews?
I'm all ears.
Okay. Here's reviews. By the way, Brian, we're up to three. Okay, let's see. I will tell you how many we have right now. I think it's 325, which is amazing.
That's great.
326. We got another one.
If we had a penny for every single one of those, we'd have $3.26.
Ooh, what would you buy?
Probably a car.
Oh, my God. That is
A Maserati Testaroni.
Oh, my God. Okay, so this one is 5 stars. This is absolutely hilarious. 5 stars. Lexi underscore G243. She said, I had no idea this show would be so funny. The one-liners during the improv bring me to tears laughing. And I so look forward to the peanut butter, sweet potato, egg, no egg, keg reviews at the end of every episode. Can we discuss the fact that people have just accepted that the worst idea for a podcast is actually like a fun segment that they like?
Completely.
Cooking, baking. As
ridiculous.
And we're not good at it.
Bailey 51 times 87 says, I laugh so hard I don't need to do planks. 5 stars.
Fun.
I look forward to every podcast brought to us by the ridiculously talented Arden and Brian, along with their roster of equally funny guests. They make improv look easy. Let's put it this way. The show is the equivalent of Belgium's purest and finest chocolate. I expect the folks from Michelin will soon list Arden's Bougie Garage and award 5 stars to their insane PB2 mug. We're waiting, Michelin man.
I also love 2 reviews. Back to back that are very similar. Susanna, 5 stars. The hosts are unhinged. Highly recommend. And 5 stars.
And actually, the full one says the hosts are unhinged maniacs.
I didn't even see that. The hosts are unhinged maniacs. The next one is 5 stars. Delightfully chaotic. Recommending this pod to all my clients.
I have to say, remember, please rate, review, subscribe. We'll shout you out on the show. And you can go to Apple Podcasts to rate, subscribe, and review, and also just listen everywhere. And please tell your friends. It helps the show tremendously.
It helps the show, Tom. Because right now we're just doing 15, baby, but we want to do 1,000.
We do.
Now, Charles, we're trying to become lifestyle influencers. We have a gorgeous mug, the Pensive Gentleman.
Who's that?
For you.
Charlie Day.
This is Jordan from. This is
Doesn't
Charlie
look like
Day.
Charlie Day.
This is Charlie Day.
Okay.
And because we're vain and we have to keep it tight for Speedo season.
Yeah, I feel
and,
you.
So this is all very low fat, low calorie.
Okay, okay.
So you know,
and very lo-fi.
Oh,
and okay. very low rent.
Now, oh, did you okay. bring? Did you bring something to?
I did. It went
did
somewhere
bring?
Else, though.
Oh, we'll find it. Tell us what
oh,
you
yes.
brought.
Oh yes.
Yeah,
yes,
I brought
here.
Something.
I'm gonna let
it's
you.
It's counteracting.
I'm
it actually.
Let you
it, I bet it's
it
gonna
up
be
for
bad.
A camera. Show
no, it's fine.
No,
which camera? There's so
any
many.
Camera.
There are a lot.
I'm suddenly terrified.
Do it to this one. Do it to this one.
This isn't even point. This one's never even been pointed at me.
Oh, do it
fully at you.
Do it to this one. Do it to that one.
Show them what you brought.
Okay, this is a Smucker's Ooh, hot fudge topping.
Oh
130 calories per 2 tablespoons.
Do you
oh
mind
God,
reading
okay.
the off the ingredient list?
Yes. So corn syrup, delicious.
Delicious.
Have you ever had
delicious.
That?
I stock my fridge up.
Everybody.
Syrupy corn.
Syrupy
Gorgeous.
Corn.
Gorgeous.
Non-fat milk.
Oh,
heaven.
Wow. Healthy. Healthy.
Skinniest cows on the planet. And then okay, so this is exciting. High fructose corn syrup.
Hot
two kinds of corn syrup.
We love corn syrup.
So it's exciting to see how they'll pair.
Yeah, that's right.
That will be fun.
Sugar.
Hot.
Love okay. that. Soybean oil.
Nice.
Sure.
Cocoa processed with alkali and cocoa.
Love
I
it.
Love it being processed like that.
I also
That's
love cocoa processed with cocoa.
I love
Absolutely.
A cocoa processed with cocoa.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like
are
you got to make it out of itself.
Are you a chocolate guy? Do you love chocolate?
I like chocolate. I'm not like in love with it.
Okay, then I'm not going to
We've had a lot.
And then mono and diglycerides.
Fabulous.
I'm going to go grab some pumpkin.
Sodium phosphate, so it'll shine.
Is that what phosphates do? I never knew.
Yes, when you go swimming at night and there's phosphates in the water, it glows. Mm-hmm.
You mean in the ocean?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then vanillin.
It's fun. Not
vanillin?
Artificial flavor.
I love
that. That was
vanillin.
Jodie Comer's character in Killing Eve.
Vanillin. Artificial flavor.
Yeah. No. We also talk this about self-care. This is a little pumpkin.
Charles, we promise it's not
pumpkin.
Gross.
Yes.
Do you have this exact dish every week?
No.
No. Okay, the one we made last week was different. But here's what we have to understand about pumpkin, okay?
And what?
That's what I tell all my
clients.
What pumpkin does is it acts as a fat. So it acts as like...
The glue.
Your heavy cream. Mm-hmm. Your butter. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. All that, which is why...
It makes it like the batter.
Which is
why
whenever you probably have wondered why when
Poopy Goldberg.
You've probably wondered why when people go into bakeries, they bring a can of pumpkin.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I've always wondered. Yes.
So why? They do that.
You're blowing my mind.
So they do that because they say, I don't want what you're making.
Right.
I want what I'm asking you to
right,
make.
Right, right, right.
So that's why you
very
see.
Very LA.
Very LA. So that's why you always hand a can of pumpkin. By the way.
Is that where the saying hand a can of pumpkin yes. comes from?
That's what we grew up
I've
as a boy.
Never.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh, this is gonna be nice.
And the can of oh, it's gonna be good.
This is gonna be nice.
When Arden and I were growing up, we were taught that egg is not dairy, or that egg is dairy, and we were also taught to hand a can of pumpkin.
Hand a can of pumpkin.
Charles, I know it's scary what's happening right now. I promise.
No, it's good.
I promise it'll be good.
So you said you were.
How do I self sabotage?
How do you self sabotage when you get depressed? Like, what kind of how does it manifest for you? And what do you do
and what do you
try
do to get out of it?
Because I say that when I'm like. Depressed,
yeah.
My brain feels wet.
Me too.
Like,
wait,
it's like my
really...
hair feels wet, my brain feels wet, my eyes feel wet.
Me too.
It's interesting.
I found another one. No, and when you, that is, where you feel like, where it's almost like you're like in a haze and you're like, oh, this is who I am now.
Yeah,
this is
yeah.
how I perceive. It's like you have like a bad pair of eyeglasses
mm-hmm.
and you're like, oh, this is just how I perceive things now.
Right.
Yeah.
So how do you get out of it?
Working out has changed my life, as
okay.
boring as that is.
It's not boring.
It does,
yeah,
it
helps,
does.
Yeah.
It truly, I mean, I'm like with a trainer, and
yeah.
that's like totally changed everything.
Okay.
And then, you know, I did like, the other day I was running errands, and I picked up a lamp from someone, and they said, do you want me to spray acid and LSD in your mouth? Because I've been spraying everyone with LSD today.
Wow. Was this at like a store,
Where
or this
was
someone you knew?
It was West Elm. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
it
shit.
Was.
They do that there. They do that there.
Yeah.
This was someone you obviously.
That's the L in Elm.
Oh, God. The L. The Elm stands for ELSDM.
Yeah.
Yes. Was this someone?
It was. It's like an art person who made an arty lamp.
Oh, got
and
it.
Then he has like a studio. So it was very like going to like a hip place.
Yes.
Kind of a thing.
And so did you do it?
I did it. And I had like all these errands to run. It was like a little microdose.
I was going
to
say, was it like a microdose thing?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was just enough that I was like, I literally should do this more often.
I microdosed one time and I got to say, it was great.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel high. I just felt something up. Yeah, I did a microdose at the zoo.
At the zoo.
I went to San Diego with our fucking trash friends.
Right.
And I did it then, and it was actually very nice.
It's like anything that gets you out of your head, I'm always scared of.
Yeah.
And then when I do it, I'm like, I really should be out of my head more.
Yeah.
I microdosed mushrooms a few times, and I had a great time.
See?
Yeah.
I had a great – wait, is it going?
We're still figuring out the microwave.
And so the full aluminum can of pumpkin is in there,
right?
We
have the full can.
Of course.
We have a little – it's a full aluminum can.
It's a can of hairspray, can of pumpkin.
An iron.
Yeah, cover it in – wrap it in tin foil.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wrap it in tin foil. Put the
toaster oven inside.
Put the bill inside.
Fork in the toaster oven.
Yeah, fork in the toaster. And that's how you – okay, now I might need another spoon. We might need one more spoon because this one is now covered in.
That's all I'll eat from that one. I don't care.
And you should always put the cheese sticks on the other side of the microwave door, right? That's a
place. That's how you
don't have to radiate
them.
That's
how you put it. So you don't have to radiate.
Isn't it crazy that we were told, like, never to stick your head, like, never have your head too close to the microwave?
Because it would radiate your brain or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were told
that. We were told that, and then it was like, hey, you don't worry about that.
Yeah.
And it's like, well,
should we?
Is that still, yeah.
Right.
Okay, so now.
That's like if you put your phone on your crotch, you're not supposed to do that. And sometimes I lazily do that.
I will just beat the shit out of my balls with my phone.
Listen, anything that'll do it. And you know what sucks? I feel like phones don't get warm.
They can.
Really?
Yeah, when I'm like on customer service for like an hour or something.
Yeah.
Because I just call just to see how they are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just make sure they're doing their job.
By the way, someone does need to check on them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you guys okay? We're worried about you. Are you guys, you seem really fucked up.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're okay?
Are you sure you're okay?
I wouldn't be.
No, I've never shopped with your store, but are you okay?
Are you okay?
When people say to me like, are you okay? We're worried about you. Don't get me a we're worried about
you. It's the
you.
Smartest thing to tell someone though.
I'm worried about
like
you.
Like if somebody is acting insane to you in public, a stranger being like, are you okay? It's like truly the most
disarming.
Disempowering thing you can do.
So coming
my other
back.
Thing is like if somebody's like really crazy with me on the way out, I'm like, what was your name? And then I leave. And I have no intention, but it's just like
I like that. I like are you okay? That's a good power move.
It is a good power move.
Okay, so you have a trainer now. So what else do you do to get out of it?
I started going to this like yoga stretch thing. Honestly, in my darkest hours, I will like try to just if I have the willpower to get out of my house, like my secret favorite day is to just drive to Malibu by myself.
I was doing that during the pandemic. I got to pick it back up. It was so it changes
it's good
everything.
For you.
It's so good for you.
And I forget that like I like being with myself, you know? So like it's nice to remember that.
How often
Ooh.
Do you
I usually go to
that
Malibu.
Looks really
that
good.
That looks nice.
Good.
Look at that chocolate chunk over there. That's your.
Honey.
That's your. Come on.
It's like you drew a portrait of me after a Saturday night.
And now you get that. You get the fun, exciting scoop.
I get the fun.
Now time. It's gonna be hot.
It's gonna be hot. So,
To answer your question, Brian, I go to Malibu every night at 4 a.m.
I wear a
tux.
Okay.
I go to McDonald's and I order 20
glasses
20?
Of champagne. 36 roses, white limo.
I love McDonald's.
Take yourself out.
I
every
love
night.
McDonald's.
Oh, I love McDonald's.
The limo gets cheaper if you keep taking it every night.
See?
If they're like, we're back. Okay. How is it? How is it?
It's honestly really good.
I added baking powder and baking soda. It's more of a cake.
It's delicious.
And it's very rose.
This is the first cake that's risen.
I've been researching, and I thought we need a little bit of soda. And a little bit of powder.
It worked. Literally, this cake rose. Okay, Charles.
So actually, I learned something about Trader Joe's recently.
Yeah.
The guy that started Trader Joe's, he started it, like Joe, his name was.
That's like the most cake.
He started it in like the 50s. Uh-huh. And he found all this like public domain, like Victorian era books, these like prints that were public domain.
Wow.
So, and they've kept it. It's since changed hands, and I think it's the people that own Aldi now.
Aldi, yes, that's right, they do.
And so, like, all of these are just like Aldi when it bought it was just like, let's just keep doing that, I guess. So, like, all of these random ass, like Victorian things are like 1950s, some psycho.
Because it goes from, it's either Hawaiian or tropical or Victorian.
That's the thing that doesn't make sense is that he wanted, so he also. also somehow like World War II found like all this like stuff from like the South Pacific and like from Pearl Harbor and stuff. Like he got all these like Hawaiian shirts and stuff for free and signage. So it's like Hawaiian but Victorian. Like it makes no sense.
That's why
it's like all over the place.
Charles,
I'm distracted because it's the best one we've ever made.
It's the critical point.
0 to 10. What do you give it?
Honestly.
0 to 10.
We can take it.
We've been given.
Through the lens of like
what you thought it was going to be.
Actually good. Yeah. You know, like it's like a 2. But
what?
I mean, like if you're going to be real,
that's what we've been hearing.
That's the best one we've ever had.
But through the lens of like obviously this is bad. I would honestly be like 7.
Thank you.
You know, like it's not. It's obviously not good.
No, I understand. I do.
I don't understand. It's so good.
It's delicious.
For this ideology, it's for me a 7.
I know you want to try it.
Anna,
it's the best one yet.
Grade it on a curve.
Because the baking powder is
Keep it in your mouth.
It's the most like of cake.
Famous last words.
Do grade it on a curve.
Don't feel pressure to grade it on a curve. Be on my side.
It's better than
sex.
Normal?
This is good. For what it is, yeah. What's normal? Like it.
Just like your mouth?
Normal.
The flavor of your mouth? In the past, it's had...
That's our base. Do you like the taste of your mouth better or this?
I would eat it.
I would definitely eat it, yes. So what do you give it?
I'll give it a 6.
Why just a 6?
Because she's looking at it from a real life perspective instead
of this fantasy
land. Yeah, you've forced us
she's
into.
Burst. You
also,
burst our reality.
I had dental work this morning, so my mouth is not.
Oh, that's true.
I really can't give you the most this honest is the kiss answer. Of death.
You're just filling those holes up with this.
I think this is a 9.5 for a 10.
At G. Charles Rogers. Mm. We can't thank you enough for being
thank
here.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my God. This is your
y'all are such full delight.
Every time I see you, it's a better day for it.
What is the G?
George.
You know, that's my middle name.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that name.
I think I forgot that it stood for George.
Brian George Safi.
Yeah. George Charles
Rogers.
I like
the name George.
George Charles Sherson. My mom was Sharon, and my parents made up the name, like, son of Sharon, Sherson. George Charles Sherson
Rogers.
You're
such a liar. Is that true?
I swear.
That's actually pretty cool for parents.
Yeah, it's because I had all these like dad side of the family names. So then it was like, and son of Sharon.
Yeah, all right, I like it.
That's cute.
Charles, son of Sharon.
Thank you for being here.
Go follow him everywhere at G. Charles Rogers. Go watch every episode of Search Party on HBO Max.
Follow him home.
Give him some spray acid. Give him a lamp.
Absolutely.
See him in Malibu in the tuxedo.
Yep.
By the way, it's such a joy having you here.
I love you. Thank you.
I love you too. I'm glad you're here. I think you should have your birthday party here again. I know you were saying every other year.
It was truly a happy night.
Just have it.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Just have it.
Should I have it tonight? Have another birthday? I just have to see. I don't know. You gotta check in with. Wake up whether or not I'm gonna be there.
Well,
okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get it.
So no, I maybe.
Well,
I will.
Then you might as well just throw one in.
Yeah,
there.
You don't have to have it. But
maybe I will. I actually am panicking now.
You don't have to have it. But no,
when was it? When is your birthday?
July 30.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It was then.
Yeah. When is your birthday?
But that's been since you've seen him.
Well, no, July 5th.
I know, that's what I'm fucking shocked by.
That's crazy.
Have I not seen you since then?
I'm finishing this.
Well, I saw you on Ask Grana, so maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though. I do follow you, so maybe I feel like I see you.
Sure. Yeah,
that is crazy. We actually do need to hang out more. And I know we're both introvert weirdos, but we gotta do it.
Yeah.
I think we should throw the party.
All right.
I think so, too.
Just throw it.
It was so fun.
It was so easy.
I just need more fans there.
Oh, well then just tell them now. Arden's address.
Yeah, hey, everyone. Arden lives at
6669
Hell Avenue. Yeah.
Cut to the poor family at 666 Hell Avenue.
Oh my God.
In Monrovia.
Poor things. Bless them. Well, they are invited, actually.
Actually, they're so lucky to live at 666 Hell Avenue.
I would do anything.
Yeah, obviously.
All right, Charles.
G. Charles.
All right.
We love you.
Thank you, guys.
We love you. Thank you so much for coming on.
God bless you.
God bless you. You.
Who are you wearing? Will there be press? Do I look fabulous and chic? Honey, yeah. Watch out. Arden and Brian, I hear it last. They're BFFs and they've got lots of podcast. But honey, no. Autographs, please. We're living up the glamour life like celebrities.
No autograph there.
No autograph.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And... Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.